In the providence of God, we believe the time has come for an advanced movement among these independent churches and groups of Christians to thus unite in a closer fellowship and cooperation in the defense of the faith and in the proclamation of the gospel of God's grace. Those words are from the preamble of the 1930 Constitution of the Independent Fundamental Churches of America. The founding fathers of IFCA stated that they would not compromise with those who had undermined the Christian faith in the name of modernism. Seeking to be biblically faithful in both word and practice, IFCA as a movement has planted churches, sent missionaries out all over the world, and proclaimed the gospel in an incredible array of venues, including church pulpits, radio, television, books, conferences, camps, and internet media. Popular Bible teachers and professors from the past, such as Billy McCarroll, J. Vernon McGee, Charles Ryrie, M. R. DeHaan, Louis Talbot, John Walvoord, and Charles Feinberg, show that we've been committed to both biblical scholarship as well as feeding the sheep in the church pew. Current popular Bible teachers like Arnold Fruchtenbaum, Stephen Davey, Tommy Ice, and Michael Block demonstrate that IFCA men are still committed to solid Bible teaching that blesses the church. But IFCA is not only about a few men who rise to prominence. There have been thousands of faithful pastors and churches, educators, missionaries, and laymen who have contributed to the movement whose names will only be known to the Lord Jesus. Some, like Obie Bodorf, a Christian businessman from St. Louis, Missouri, founded the St. Louis Gospel Center to reach those without Christ. Mr. Bodorf's goal in life was not simply to increase his wealth through his business. He wanted to see people come to know Jesus Christ, and he used what God gave him to help the cause. He used his business sense and wealth to make major contributions to the spreading of the gospel. O.B., working alongside Billy McCarroll, became an important key to the founding of IFCA. IFCA is a movement of men and women, pastors and laymen, churches and organizations that are committed to standing firm on biblical doctrine. But we aren't just satisfied with standing. We're committed to contending for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. But there's more. Like Nehemiah, who ordered those working to repair the wall to work with one hand while holding their weapon with the other, we're committed not only to defending the faith, but to advancing the cause of Christ through the proclamation of the Word of God, whether that be through expository preaching, church planting, international missions, youth ministry, chaplaincy, women's ministry, camp ministry, our magazines, or the many other means that God uses to proclaim the glorious truths of the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people who need Jesus, and IFCA is poised to continue to take that message to the world and to stand as lighthouses in the darkness. Thanks for praying as we charge forward in these challenging days. May the Lord strengthen each of us as we advance together.